Hello guys, it's day 4 of the Diary of a Single Lady. So guys, today I actually did not go anywhere. Like, it was basically sleeping. I woke up around after 10. What did I do? I just went to the kitchen, fried plantain, egg, and some meat. Yeah, I ate plantain, egg, and meat. And I drank Biggie Apple, took my phone, wanted to go like to different social media pages, but I felt like, oh damn, we've actually not healed from the rubbish we saw yesterday. Let's just give it a break. So you know, I slept since after taking my breakfast, I slept, then I woke up probably in the evening. I woke up around after 4. And guys, there was something. You see, I was actually feeling bored. I was feeling like, wow, singing bee. Imagine you actually had a relationship you are committed to right now. Like, I don't mean like my friendship relationship kind of thing or my family relationship kind of thing. I mean my a kind of romantic relationship. Like, imagine you are there right now. Do you know I'll be picking up my phone and like gisting with somebody, doing our wow and all that, you know, flattering each other, teasing each other and all that. But then while I was trying to think about it, and I wanted to like be going down in my spirit, I wanted to start getting down in my energy, I just remembered I was still single this time. When I've always been single though, but it was this time that I tried giving this relationship thing a trial. If I'm going to remember properly, I think I met this guy and that, you know, we started talking and all that. We were still at the talking stage when he told me stuff like, he loves me, he did this, you know, different kind of lies. And there was one particular thing he told me, said, he is more attracted to my skin. Like my skin, because normally, this is not me trying to make myself look beautiful or big, but normally, like in reality, I have a very shiny skin and it's dark. My skin is very attractive. So it was like he's so attracted to my skin and my complexion. I'm dark in like complexion, and he said he's so attracted to all that. And you know, I started feeling like, wow, that's awesome, you know. I was happy, like, oh, stop, it's okay, all right. You know, I started feeling, you know, get me things, buy things for me. I'll be like, oh, you don't have to. And I'll be like, oh, I love you. What do you expect? What are you saying? I'm going to get things for you till you say yes. And, you know, kept on asking me, be my girlfriend. But bam, one day, I was going to even like, as at that point in time, I was already like, okay, any other time he asks me, I'm going to say yes, you get. But he has not asked. He has just been asking. But as at that point in time, that particular day, before that day, I've already made up my mind that once he asks me to be his girlfriend again, I will actually say yes. And that day, I picked up his phone. He forgot his phone with me, quickly went out to get something. And I was like, okay, since I even know his password, I just tried it. And boom, his phone unlocked. Straight up. This was not me trying to even invade in anybody's privacy. Straight up, his phone went to his WhatsApp. Straight. Like, I think the phone was on his WhatsApp page, chatting with one kind of girl, actually. And the phone went off, or he just locked it before he gave it to me. And me just like trying to figure it out if I really got the password the other time, you know, not trying to feel like he's cheating or he's doing anything, I mean, we weren't even dating, we were just like in this kind of talking stage kind of thing. And I opened it and it went to his WhatsApp straight up, and I saw his chat with a girl. And guys, guess what? Everything he usually tell me is the same thing he was telling the girl. Like, I just realized at that point that this is the way this guy usually just enter people, you know. You just make them feel so amazing. I don't know how. Well, why do guys behave this way? Actually, you make them love you. Like, he's making almost 4 or 5 people love him that way at the same time. And at that point in time, I just realized, oh, actually, it is not because he just needs attention. He just wants to like have several sexual partners. That's just what he wants. And I'm like, whoa, this is a coward. Actually, if you want me to be your partner sexually, just come straight and tell me, singing me, this is what I want, and I will come out and tell you, I'm a child of God and I do not believe in things like this, and I am not interested. Thank you. I'm not even going to fight with you. I'm just going to reject it. But then I feel, you know, I was going to reject naturally, so you know. And that was how we ended the whole thing. I could not even tell him what I saw. I just told him, I'm not more interested in this whole thing. I can't be your girlfriend and all that. So there was a particular day, somebody called me to be a makeup artist. And I go to like the studio. I was doing her makeup, and she was like, while I was like making, doing the old makeup, she was like, just, you know, when you want to boast to your friends, she was telling them how sweet our boyfriend is, this, that. She was just saying, there's this man, not like a particular boyfriend. And people were like, our friends were like, okay. As he asked you, I said, yeah, several times, but I've actually not answered this, that. He usually compliments me, he pays for my this. He's even the one coming here to pay for the makeup and all that. Deep down in my mind, I'm like, whoa, no guy must disappoint you. You are going to pay me my own money. I don't want to hear you now disappointed me, madam. Will you wait? When we get home, we'll transfer. I don't want to hear that. That was the whole thing in my mind. But then she called the supposed like man that she has been talking about, and I heard this guy's voice. It happened to be the guy that I was in this talking stage with, the one I was talking about earlier on. And I'm like, you're talking to Yomi? She said, yes. I'm like, wow, you are having a thing with Yomi? She said, yes. I'm like, really? I looked at her complexion. This girl is extremely fair. Like, she's light-skinned. Completely light-skinned. Not to, like, abuse the way she looks or anything. She has some sort of eczema on her face. Yeah, she's treating it, though. I think it would have even, like, fit. It would have gone right now, like, at this point in time now. Nothing like that is going to be on her face anymore. But at that time, there were all those things on her face, like she was treating it, complaining about it. And I'm like, how make it make sense. How did Yomi get attracted to somebody like you? He was always telling me, it's because of your skin, your complexion. I can't resist it. There's something, once you are busty, once you are fair, I can never be attracted to you. I know that. And I looked at these whole qualities. They are the opposite of what this guy likes. And I'm like, wow. Wow. What are men again, please? Like, how? I told that guy, come. Don't fall for this nonsense. Just told her, you know, but you know, girls, once you are in love, nothing is going to make sense to you. So I wasn't making sense to her that day. Sooner or later, before I finish this whole diary session, probably for the 31st day, I'm going to call her and ask her how the whole thing ended with Yomi. I'm really going to call her. But the main thing is, while I was thinking this afternoon, that how I wish I was in a relationship, I would have been like, I would not be bored and all that, I remember this silly guy, and I called myself to order the dummy. You're better off the way you are. Bye guys, I'll see you tomorrow.